point and sends it down. Cavaliers 49, Florida State 41, scored in transition.
Well, that was Mariel Shayok on that fast break outlet pass, slam dunk.
You know, because I'm paid to worry, I was a little concerned. He hung on the rim for a while after that dunk. You know, that the last thing you need is to be teed up for hanging on a rim in a situation like that.
Well, he's looking out for the safety of Florida State.
Dunk it, let go to the rim, and let's make sure you don't make a huge mistake in a moment where, you know, that was – pretty much the sealer for the game, although we tried to keep Florida State in it by clanging free throws in the last minute.
I'm pretty certain Coach Bennett took the team into the practice gym and they practiced free throws last night.
You know,
in between getting like ice packs and heat packs, and
always a bad sign when you got to replace the rims more frequently than the nets.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I don't know about that, but I will say this: this team has just crazy resilience. It's, you're sitting there and you're wondering what else can the bad luck gods throw at this team. I mean,
remember during the football season when I said you got to learn how to compete, and two, you have to learn how to win.
Yeah,
this team knows how to win.
Yeah,
they find a way to win. They expect to win. More often than not, when push comes to shove, somebody's going to make a play, somebody's going to make a defensive stop, get a rebound, make a free throw, whatever it takes, and they get it done.
Oh, yeah. Let's remind our listeners, if you have a question for Hobbo or myself, or even Chris Sill, the number is 345-0910. Feel free to call any and all questions. And in the coming weeks, we will be taking more callers than usual. We've gotten away from that to some degree, but now
And speaking of coming weeks, we're looking to have former Wahoo Steve Castellan. He played back on the 76 championship team in Landover, and we'll probably have Dan Bonner between now and the ACC tournament to get his perspective on the regular season in the ACC. You may even reach out to the big fellow himself, Ralph Sampson, to see if he can join us in the next week or two. So a lot of basketball discussion over the next several weeks.
Yeah, I've got an email message out to Ralph, and I've got his phone number, so I'm going to be calling him this week and trying to hunt him down so that we can get his perspective, because he played on the team that was last 25-1.
That's true.
And so
almost March, even though overnight temperature tonight is 13 degrees. It's March at the end of the little weather forecast there for you, just so you know. Make sure those pipes don't freeze. But at any rate, it's March at the end of the week, which means March Madness is upon us almost.
It's crazy to think how fast this season has blown by. You know, it's interesting. Here's some key notes about the Cavaliers that most people don't know. Number one, Tony Bennett became the 15th coach in NCAA D1 history to reach 2,000 career wins in
200. 200.
I'm sorry, what did I say?
2,000.
200, yeah, 2,000.
You just moved it right beyond K like that.
Well, you know, Tony Bennett might win 2,000 at this rate in nine season or less. At 25-1, Virginia ties the best 26-game start in school history, which was back in 81-82, which is the year I graduated with some fine players. Jeff Lamp, Lee Raker, and all those guys, I think, had finished in 81.
And that was, what, your sixth or seventh year on campus?
Listen, I was going to make it last
on grounds.
I was going to make it last as long as possible.
Oh, okay.
Hey, listen, could you blame me? We had best basketball ever.
Van Maloney instead of Van Wilder.
Take on. Cavaliers have won at least 13 ACC games in consecutive seasons for the first time in school history. There'd always been like a break. You know, there'd be a great team that would have a run, then there'd be an off year, and then they would bounce back. First time back-to-back years. Virginia improved to 12-0 and 47-2 under Tony Bennett when holding opponents under 50 points.
And the stat that we talked about beforehand, which is mind-boggling to me, 46-4 since last January 1st.
Mind-boggling.
Against the level of competition that Virginia plays. You know, so it's just an amazing run, consistency, game in, game out, and we've talked a lot tonight about Tony's system and the way he recruits and the way he gets his kids to play in that system, and it's been a terrific thing to watch over the last couple of years, and really since he's gotten there. You know, I mean, he talked about building a program when he first got there. I think he's happy to be at Virginia, and hopefully he'll be there for a long time.
Speaking of, I want to give credit in the LeClaire Ryan play or plays the game to Darian Atkins. His two low post jump hook scores right after Perantes and Brogdon went out of the game after they cracked heads and were escorted to the locker room for observation. Virginia really was having trouble getting the ball moving on the perimeter of the offense. But somehow they managed to get the ball to Darian Atkins.
And I can't remember. It was what, a one-point game or a three-point game when that incident occurred between Brogdon and Perantes? I mean, it was
close.
It was clearly a close game. And, you know, they both went out into the locker room to be treated. And certainly I'm sure the people in JPJ as well as those were watching were thinking, all right, who's going to score now? And Darian stepped up.
You know what? He clearly settled the team down. Devin Hall was in the game at point guard, and he'd never played in the game with that much intensity. You know, Shayok is playing the shooting guard position, and he's just trying to help him get the ball past midcourt. And so let's give Darian Atkins
credit for the leadership, too. He's the lone senior on this basketball team, and I think he's taken that role seriously. And in that regard, it's hard to believe, but next Saturday against Virginia Tech will be Darian's final home game at JPJ.
So. Which is kind of hard to believe.
Those 4 years go by quickly.
I tell you.
You know, you get there and you think it's going to be forever, and then all of a sudden you blink and it's your last home game, be it JPJ or University Hall back in the day.
Let's give Florida State coach Leonard Hamilton a little credit here. He identified Virginia's response to when Malcolm and London Prentice went out of the game. He said, when the game is on the line, you need guys to step up and make plays. I thought Atkins made two big baskets. Had he missed those, then things might have been different. So when your opposing coach who lost a physical game like that references your low post big man who is undersized, gets those huge buckets the way he did, I feel confident in our pick tonight. All right, I think what we're going to do now is we're going to go to break now so that we have a little bit more time to talk about the Olympic Sports Report, brought to you by the Foss home team, as well as we're going to preview the upcoming games against Wake Forest and Virginia Tech. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.